Welcome to the Social University Podcast. We are so glad you're joining us today because we want to help business owners, entrepreneurs, and people just like you who want to build their business online. Listen, if we can do it, you can do it. So let's go.
Spring is here, and with spring comes all kinds of stuff. A lot of pollen is, of course, a given. But most importantly, with spring comes spring cleaning. So all this month, we're going to be talking about spring cleaning for your different areas of your business, like your website and your social media. So today, let's get started with hashtags. I get the question about hashtags a lot. And I want to talk about which platforms need them, how many do you need, why do you need them. So let's go ahead and get started. First and foremost, let's just start with LinkedIn. LinkedIn has really, when creator mode was a thing, they were suggesting hashtags up to 3 hashtags per post, no more than 3 hashtags per post. But now that they've done away with creator mode, they have also done away with their hashtags. Their search engine has gotten so comprehensive that you don't need hashtags in order to be able to really search a phrase or keywords on their platform. So as of February 2024, really and truly, hashtags aren't required anymore for LinkedIn. Instagram is probably the most we're going to go from the least complicated to the most complicated. The most complicated is Instagram. This platform, you'll see a spike of like 12% if you use at least one hashtag. So not using hashtags at all is hurting your posts probably more than you realize. So you have to use hashtags on Instagram. But Instagram suggests 3 to 5 hashtags. Okay, truly you can go up to 30, but they're suggesting 3 to 5. The reason that they're suggesting 3 to 5, fewer hashtags is supposed to be more reliable self-categorization. And I just don't know that that's true. We've experimented both ways on ourselves, fewer hashtags versus more hashtags, more specific hashtags. And I think 3 to 5 is not enough, truly. Now 30 is too many, but somewhere around 10 to 12 is probably the sweet spot. What does it matter? Well, your best strategy, you really want to increase your reach on feed posts. And one of the best ways to do that is to have really focused, hyper-relevant hashtags. So the days of just hashtag soccer mom or hashtag whatever crosses your mind, those days are gone. You need to be researching your hashtags and make sure that what you're doing is effective. Otherwise, it's not getting you anywhere. You have such limited space. You have to make sure you're using the space you have to your best advantage. So you need to make sure that your hashtags are actually working for you. Okay. Twitter. For those of you folks who still get on Twitter, you have to have hashtags. At least 1 to 2 is the sweet spot that Twitter suggests. But like other platforms, you're going to show up for every single hashtag that you use if someone searches that specific hashtag. So use the Explore tab, take a look around to figure out kind of what's working on Twitter. But they suggest only 2. I mean, 5, I mean, is plenty. And I guess my primary question is, why are you still on Twitter? Facebook. Most of the users on Facebook don't love hashtags. Like, it wears them out. It tends to be an older audience. They don't appreciate that as much. So really and truly, you need to use your hashtags wisely there. The algorithm has become much less reliant on hashtags because people don't like them, so they don't use them. So you want to limit it to 3. So these posts that you are pushing from Instagram to Facebook that have 20 hashtags, you are breaking your audience's legs. That is not what they want to see on Facebook. They want much fewer characters in the caption. Ideal number of characters for Facebook is 40, and you can use that on, 4 or 5 hashtags. So tread lightly there. No more than 5, really, ever. I'd say no more than none. I mean, seriously, you don't really need hashtags on Facebook. It's searchable without the hashtags. If you're going to do it, I'd probably do 3. Okay, YouTube. YouTube is also a little bit different. It's geared more towards keywords as opposed to the actual hashtags themselves. It can help improve your SEO ranking. Hashtags can. That's what they say in YouTube Creator Academy. So you can add them in three ways. You can put a hashtag in the title, the description, and then above the title. But the official YouTube hashtag limit is 15. 3 to 5 is plenty. But really and truly, what you really need are keywords. Keywords are the way to go. If you have the best researched keywords that are associated with your video, that's what you need. Can you have 30 keywords? You bet you can. So use your keywords, all the keywords, maybe only 3 hashtags. Pinterest, for those of you guys who are still pinning, Pinterest allows up to 20, but 2 to 6 is enough. If you do any more than that, they're going to think you're spam and it's going to make you look spammy. So people aren't going to trust your posting as much, but neither will Pinterest. They just won't let people see it. So no more than 5 on Pinterest. But again, it's keyword rich. It doesn't have to be a hashtag to be searchable. It's just what the way it is. TikTok is a little different. All of these are unique to themselves. Statistics show that 35% of TikTokers will take part in hashtag challenges. So if you have a hashtag, like a dance challenge, like a hashtag cowboy dance, and it's a trending on TikTok, if you use it along with, you know, accepting the challenge and participating in the challenge, it can make a huge difference in how many people view your video. But unless you're participating in a very specific challenge, hashtags aren't so critical. 4 to 5 really and truly will make all the difference. You don't need to have 200 hashtags on Twitter. So if you're going to participate in any kind of viral, any kind of, it's funny, Becky. Yeah. Hashtags like this won't work 100%. You can't just be hashtag sorry, not sorry. You absolutely have to research your hashtags and know kind of what they mean before you use them. Space is limited. It is. So let's talk about the types of hashtags. There are several. We're going to focus on 3 because I think these are the 3 most important. You've got community, branded, and campaign. Community is your broadest category, and it includes, it's for connecting based on your subject. So it can be on your product or service. It can be on your niche or your industry. It can be based on communities in your industry. Like if you are a, if you're an IT and your specific IT is forensic, you can drill down forensic IT instead of just IT. Special events or seasons, locations like hashtag Birmingham, hashtag Beham, hashtag Alabama. You're getting the point. Daily, there are hundreds of daily hashtags. The most popular ones are going to get a ton of traction, but they are also going to make you one of many instead of one of few. So again, choose those very wisely. Throwback Thursday is still a thing. Flashback Friday, daily hashtags. Phrases related to what you do. So hashtag social media life would be something we would use. Acronyms, instead of Throwback Thursday, TBT, it takes up less space. People know what it means. If you know, you know. What is that? It's just too early for me to do that in my head. But using that acronym, people know what it means. Like I can see it and know, oh, that's if you know, you know. But yeah, people know. And then, of course, you can use emojis as hashtags. I don't really see the point in that. The emoji is going to stand alone without the hashtag. So again, select carefully. The second form of hashtags I really want to focus on are branded. These are going to be unique specifically to you and your company. Hashtag guarantoratus, hashtag social you. We use stay social for all of our URLs on all of our socials. So we use hashtag stay social you. So that would be unique to us. But if you go look for my name, everything that I've been tagged in is going to pop up. It helps when your name is pretty unique, which mine is. I really lucked out there. And then campaign hashtags. Like if you're doing a sale, or we could do hashtag spring cleaning or hashtag getting ready for summer. You can do campaigns, especially as it relates to events. We just participated in the Momentum Leadership Conference, hashtag Momentum Conference 2024. That is a campaign specific hashtag, which makes it so much easier to go, intern and then find content that you can then repost. And that's the whole purpose of using those kind of campaign hashtags. It makes it easier and more streamlined for you to go pull that content and use it elsewhere. So how do you find the best hashtags? Well, first and foremost, you want to check your audience. You want to go kind of look and see what they themselves are using. You want to check your competitors. Now, I'm not big on looking at your competition. I have never been big on looking at your competition, but periodically you do need to check them out. And one of the best reasons to do that is to just kind of take a look at their hashtags and see what they're using that seems to be working. Industry leaders, again, just because you're in, let's say you're a brand new cake maker, you might not be able to compete with, say, I can't even think of a good one, Edgar's. But Edgar's may have the resources and the manpower to do that hashtag research, so you don't have to. So taking a look at their hashtags helps you with your own hashtags. Just say it. Related hashtags. So anytime you put one in, it will have suggestions for others. So if you put in hashtag haircut, if you're a hairstylist, you can go down that rabbit hole and look at other tags associated with that hashtag. It helps you narrow your search. And then, of course, you have hashtag tools. So what are some of the best tools? Two of the best tools for getting hashtags are Instagram and Twitter. Go do some research on Instagram and Twitter. See what people are looking for. See kind of how they search. And it hurts my heart deeply because we do audits. We do a lot of audits. And I'll go look at a client's content and I'll see hashtag love. Hashtag Tuesday. What? Why? Why would you do that? There are probably, I would be willing to guess, over 6 million posts with hashtag love. It doesn't mean anything. It has no relevance to what you're doing. You are wasting space in your caption. You are redirecting people to content that is irrelevant. Focus on what works for you, which is why, again, let me say this again. It is so critically important that you research your hashtags before you use them. Normally, if we're doing research, we'll create lists by the quarter. And that way, you know what you're using works. So you have your core hashtags and then you're branded in your campaign. Very simple. Very simple. So yeah, you do the research first. And again, Twitter and Instagram are two of the best places to go find your own hashtags. TweetDeck, it's free. It's a Twitter management tool that includes the hashtag search feature. Social Bee, like the animal, BEE, it's a hashtag generator. It provides the best hashtags for each social media platform based on your specific content. It is not free, but there is a 14-day free trial. So you could sign up and get hashtags for your next quarter and go ahead and get that taken care of. Hashtagify is one of my favorites. It's one probably that we use the most. It shows you suggestions and popularity. So it's much more advanced as it relates to Instagram and Twitter hashtag tracking tools. It allows you to find the best hashtags to reach your audience. It gives you custom suggestions and it helps you know if you're in, it lets you see what your influencers in that industry and your competitors are doing. There are a ton of different plans. There are some free versions available, but if you're going to be doing this often, you're going to have to pay for it. Just not a ton, but some. RiteTag, R-I-T-E tag. It will suggest hashtags based on the photo that you upload, which is super clever. It's $4 per month. There is a free version. We have used the free version before. I still use the free version, but if you want to pay, you can. It's $4 a month. Metricool, M-E-T-R-I-Cool, C-O-O-L, Metricool. They make it easy to choose the right hashtags inside their scheduler, but you don't want to use a third-party scheduler anymore. Again, most platforms make it so easy to schedule inside their platform that kind of punish you if you go outside the platform. I'm just saying. So it's really a premium feature if you want to use some their best research tools are considered part of their premium package, and that's $12 a month. There is definitely a free version for Metricool. Something else that Metricool can do is kind of help you keep a better eye. It's like a more refined Google Alerts, so you can stay on top of what's happening in your industry, and you can check what's happening specifically based on your company's name and specialty. And of course, for you guys who haven't done it yet, ChatGPT. I like the Google version of ChatGPT. It's called Gemini. I prefer it. It's more up to the date. ChatGPT will only take you up to 2 years ago unless you pay. It's not a lot, but if you're going to do ChatGPT, it is 100% worth it. And you can ask it. It gives you results again, excuse me, based on how you phrase the question. So if you ask, what are the top 10 hashtags most commonly used on Instagram for the wedding industry? It's going to tell you. It is a great research tool. And Gemini is free. Very robust. ChatGPT is free. The only drawback there is that the content is not up to the minute like Gemini is. And that is it for me today. Now, we are going to continue doing stuff focusing on spring cleaning all during the month of April. Next week, we are going to, let me look real quick. We're going to talk about how to tidy up your image, which is basically, we're going to talk about how to fix your LinkedIn profile, what you really need to be doing on LinkedIn to be effective. We are also going to talk about how to spring clean your content. And we're going to look at your website as well. And when I say spring clean your content, one of the most important things is your about me on any of your social media platforms. I am shocked and horrified at how many times I have gone to look at an about section and it uses a lot of jargon and you still don't know what the person does or you still don't know what the company does. That's not helping the company at all. So we're going to look at that in a much deeper manner later this month. If you guys need anything, I welcome your questions and comments. And until next week, I am Karen Taratis with Social U and I'm here to help. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us for the Social University podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Stay Social U. That's the letter U. And we will talk to you next week. Remember, you've got this.